This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you, Aslin, for the news. This is almost time for that time of night here on BFM 89.9. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chu.
She's going to be with us all the way through until 9 p.m. this evening, you lucky people. Anyway, it's been one of those weeks, right? It's been a tough week this week. It's been a very long week.
It has been.
Even though I've only been here a few days. But, you know, it's been one of those weeks that I'm just glad to see the back of. But it's Friday, meaning it's Spotify Friday, meaning we've got Spotify stuff to give away, which also means that we have some musicians in the studio.
It's
a very good show, folks.
A very good show.
If you like Three Sisters, they are here with us this evening. It is the Impatient Sisters.
Woo-hoo!
We are very excited to welcome them into the studio in a few minutes. But before we do that, let's tell you what we're giving away this evening.
All right, because it's Spotify Friday, we are giving away Spotify goodie bags. Now, what is in the bag? We have a tote bag, we have Spotify sunglasses, as well as a three-man premium pass. Now, if you want to win, just answer this question. Tell us, what is the title of the Impatient Sisters' new single? Send your name and your IC number to 016201 9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
It's important you tell us why you deserve to win, otherwise we can't give you a prize.
Don't just send us your IC number and not your name.
Right, okay? So our stories this evening, our stories at least, are revolving around experts who are being paid an awful lot of money to figure out millennials.
Ooh.
Right.
And my story is about adult stroller.
An adult stroller.
Mm-hmm.
All right then. I could do with one of those actually.
Me too.
Anyway, we have some Two Door Cinema Club coming up right now. It's What You Know. I will be right back with the Impatient Sisters in around about 3 minutes. Do not go anywhere. BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chu.
And joining us in the studio this evening is the Impatient Sisters.
Hey, hey, hey.
How are you all?
Good.
Thank you very much for coming in this evening. Busy journey getting here? Any difficulties? You found it okay?
Yeah. Fine.
You've been here for like, what, 45 minutes already?
Yeah.
I was just saying to Adeline, it's not very often that our guests actually arrive on time and or early. So first of all, thank you for that. Thank you for coming in.
No problem.
So, I mean, I'm just joking with you about the Impatient Brothers, of course.
Yeah.
But there was some of that over the weekend, right? Over the last few days.
Yeah, when you launched a new video.
You want to tell us a little bit about that?
The Impatient Brothers were formed by comedian Kwa Jen Han.
Who I know will be listening right now because I know he's a big fan.
Yeah.
Of you, by the way. Not actually. I'll just be clear. Okay.
Yeah, so he had a set during Urbanscapes like two or three years ago, and we performed with him, and then he got
a parody of us.
A parody.
Oh, he's so rude sometimes.
Wait,
right?
So before he started the Impatient Brothers, did he ask you girls like?
Oh yeah, he did. He said he was gonna form the Impatient Brothers with comedians Prakash, Daniel, and Ideal Putra. Yeah, and then like they practiced our songs and everything, just totally butchered it.
At least you're honest. He's probably sat at home now going, oh, I butchered it. What do I need to do to make it better? Jen Han, I hope you're listening. You know, you should be ashamed. Anyway, if you want to get in touch with us and ask us any questions this evening, or in fact, the Impatient Sisters, please do get in touch. We are at BFM TTON. Get straight through that way. And if you want to take part in our giveaway this evening, we're giving away Spotify swag. Mm-hmm. It's a goodie bag, right?
Yeah, so what's in the goodie bag? We have the sunglasses, we have a three-man premium pass, as well as a tote bag. So if you want to win the Spotify goodie bag, all you have to do is just answer this simple question. Tell us, what is the title of the Impatient Sisters' new single? Send your name and your IC number to 016201 9000. Don't forget to tell us what you deserve to win as well.
Speaking about new singles, you just recently released a video for it, right?
Yeah.
Tell us about that, because I've seen it a bunch of times.
I've heard it a bunch of times.
It's really good.
And of course, I'm a fan.
Yeah. We know that Ling Lo was involved with it.
Yes.
Right? She's a previous guest as well, and we've known Ling an awful long time.
Mm-hmm.
So how much work went into it, and how much of an effort for you girls was it?
We just started the ball rolling like a year ago when we approached Ling to work on it. Like, we gave her what our ideas were and how we would like it to be, and then she just took it from there and just got a lot of amazing people working on it.
Right.
It just ended up really beautiful, I think. It was worth the wait.
It's what you wanted, is it?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, brilliant.
Even more.
Yeah. Good. So, I mean, obviously, you're three sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Who's... No. Who is the bossy one and who is the one that gets stuff done?
I get the stuff done.
Right, no.
Really? But you're the bossy one, I think.
No.
So she's the bossy one and the one that gets youngest. Work done.
Oh, you're the youngest. Yeah. You just sit there and go, okay. Sit like that.
No, you do this,
I know how that feels. Right, we're going to take a very short break, folks. Of course, we'll be back after these messages. We've got some passion pit coming up after the ads. Do not go anywhere. More talk with the Impatient Sisters in a few minutes. Quick reminder, though, 016-201-9000. Answer this question.
Tell us, what is the title of the Impatient Sisters' new single? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what you deserve to win as well.
We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Please do not go anywhere. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
I'm Adeline Troon.
And it is Friday, so therefore we have musicians in the studio. We have a band. It's the Impatient Sisters. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
One of them's got flu.
You're surrounded by girls.
I'm surrounded by girls. Yeah, it's the story of my life. Ladies, first of all, thank you for coming into the show. You know, we realized how busy you were when you had your launch not too long ago.
Yeah.
We've just been talking about the Impatient Brothers and Jen Han and OJ Law and all that kind of stuff. How did the launch go, though? How a lot of people there?
Yeah, a lot of people.
Kind of packed.
Yeah,
it was at the B, right?
Yeah, the B Barbican.
Yes. Yeah, and you got Juno and Hannah along with you as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you think of their stuff?
It's very, very good.
Right.
I mean, like, I think they've been performing for, I don't know how long they've been performing for, but like the attention that they've been getting, they totally deserve it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just that they're a good band. They have the whole image thing sort of
right? Yeah, yeah,
I mean, that's what we were talking about when they were here just a couple of weeks ago. We were like, they're a whole package. Mm-hmm. You know, we really like that about them, you know? So they're a nice bunch. Anyway, so let's get talking about the music that you make. Mm-hmm. You know, where does it come from? The inspiration that you get for it. I mean, so what I'm told is that the themes are like the slice of life kind of themes. Relationships and letting go, sleeping, observations of modern life. It even says sleeping on here. I have a cheat sheet. So, you know, tell me, how does it work? You know, does one of you come up with an idea and the rest of you kind of jam around it and create something?
Or is it through experience?
Well, usually I'll come up with something in my guitar.
And
I'll imagine something in my head, like a visual, and then I'll tell my sister, like, this is what I see.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
She has a
concept. That's really interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. And then like she starts, like, writing.
The melody and the story.
Wait. So you have a vision of how you want your song to work?
A visual.
Visual.
I like to imagine, what I see from the song. Like, that song, maybe I'm on the beach.
Right. The waves, right.
And it's kind of dark.
Uh-huh.
But, you know?
So you get her weird ideas, right? And then you make them into reality.
Yeah, most of the time,
But it sounds a really interesting way of working, you know. Mm-hmm. When do you get, I mean, do you clash at all? You know, you kind of, one of you comes up with an idea and the other two of you kind of go, yeah, no.
No, we just go with it.
Right.
And most of the time, I mean, probably because we're sisters, we're pretty much in sync.
Aww. Pretty much in sync. Yeah. You're the happiest sisters I know. I mean, you've performed with OJ Law, obviously. You've done stuff at Urbanscapes, NTV 7 Bella Awards, Khaki Seni, all of these kind of places, you know. Of all your gigs you've done, which do you think is your favorite so far?
The one we perform at DPAC. It's the one we organized ourselves to send Irina off before she went to study in Boston. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. So you're still studying in Boston?
Yeah, I have like one more year there.
Right. How's it going over there?
Pretty good. It's hard, but it's good.
So you're definitely coming back then, or are you staying over there?
We'll see.
Oh!
What happens if you're going to stay in Boston and not come back? And what happened to the band?
We'll just go there, I guess.
Yeah.
How convenient.
Nothing wrong with that at all. I think that's a decent decision. So tell us about the awards that you've won then. I heard you had Best New Find for Juice Magazine, a few other bits and pieces. How does that make you feel? How do your parents feel about this?
Oh, they're very, very
they're
proud.
Like number one fan.
Yeah. Are they?
Yeah, they're always there at our gigs.
Totally supportive.
Yeah. Whenever they're free, they're there. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's always an honor to win something. And like Juice, I think we got it when we just came out. Like, we just performed at the weekend and suddenly we got Juice Best New Find. We're like, what?
So, I mean, what's up for you next then? What are you likely to do? Obviously, you're going to make more music. Mm. You know, do you have other stuff planned?
We're going to release a new single a Malay single called Hanyut.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. And
we record new stuff.
Do we have a date for that yet?
Not yet.
Oh, you can't. Are we looking for time this year?
Not yet.
Is it finished?
It's there.
It's not, is it?
Just digging and digging.
It's in my head right now.
Okay, so how long have you been working on that, the new single?
A year, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. OJ,
it's hard because like I'm
out.
Away and then they're here.
Yeah. How does that work? I mean, do you send them ideas?
Yes, I'll send them songs, but we can only like work with it when I'm home.
Right. Mm-hmm. And how long are you back for now before you have to go back to
I'm
Boston?
I'm gonna go home at the end of August. So.
Right. See, she's already calling it home. You see that? Anyway, folks, if you have any question about Boston, please do. No, I'm just joking. If you've got any questions for the girls, please get us on Twitter. We're at BFMTTON. We're going to take a very short break in a minute. We're going to let you know, though, we do have a giveaway. Mm-hmm. We're giving away a whole bunch of Spotify swag. What's in the tote bag?
Well, we have a 3-man premium pass as well as sunglasses. Now, if you want to win the Spotify goodie bag, all you have to do is just answer this question. Tell us, what is the title of the Impatient Sisters' new single? Send your name and your IC number to 01620019000. Don't forget to tell us why they deserve to win as well.
We're going to take a very short break. We will be back with all of the girls after these messages and after the Black Keys and after Arctic Monkeys. Please do not go anywhere. It is that time of night here on BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline June.
In the studio with us right now, it is the Impatient Sisters. Say hello, girls.
Hello.
They're so quiet, you know. They've been sat so quiet this whole time. They've not said a word during the break. No talking, no nothing. I'm lying.
They're so talkative, dude.
I like that.
Super.
I like that.
I'm a fan.
They talk almost as much as you. Ladies and gents, of course, it is...
Is it a bad thing?
No, I love it. Honestly. We're giving away stuff this evening. We're giving away Spotify swag. 016-201-9000. Answer this question for us.
Tell us, what is the title of the Impatient Sisters' new single? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why they deserve to win as well.
Right, I suppose we better get on to news from page two, hadn't we?
Yeah.
We've got a lot to get through today. Hold on a minute, let me do this. I'll fade that out, and then I'll do this.
Extra, extra, beat all the fire!
What's all the show?
Adeline.
Okay, I got to cut it short, right, because we have five stories.
Five stories, yeah.
Okay, so I'm talking about an adult stroller.
This is not like some kind of bad movie, is it?
No, definitely.
Okay,
not.
An adult stroller.
Yes, correct. So this company, so they produce baby products, and they said they created a giant version of this baby stroller.
Why?
So, yeah, so
just,
it's big enough. It's big enough for parents to try out. Well, the thing is, why they built the baby's the giant stroller is because they want to, they ask the parents. They want the parents to feel what their kids are experiencing.
What, so they dress them up?
So literally it's a branding marketing thing.
Do they give them diapers as well and put a comforter in their mouth and all that? Oh, no?
No diapers. It's just an adult stroller. So you have a baby stroller, you have an adult stroller, and just try it out and experience.
Just try it out.
No, try it out. No.
It's casually. Not like, yeah.
No, listen, try it out. They want people to try out and to experience what their baby is experiencing,
why
whether it's comfortable.
Exactly.
No, it's a branding thing. It's a branding thing. So experience. What's it like, sitting in a stroller, being
How
pushed around?
How comfortable is your child in a new baby stroller?
Correct.
So really? And that's the kind of marketing gimmick, is it?
It's 7 feet, 6 inches high, 6 feet deep, and 4 feet wide.
It's a bed on wheels.
It's big. It's big.
It's a bed on wheels, right? We all want one of those, let's be honest.
It's quite cool, I want to own one as well.
You'd have one of these. Yeah, you're quite happy to be pushed around, though, right? You'd quite like
it. Hey, stop that.
Okay. Right, who should we go with? Let's go with Nazira.
Mine is the contact lenses that they're making that could record everyday life.
What?
Yeah, wouldn't that be so awkward? I think there will be like a lot of vlogs right now.
Too many.
Too many vlogs.
And really bad ones as well.
Right? Yeah.
This is me walking into, where are you going right now? No, we don't want those, right?
Yeah, they'll be too much.
It would be a little bit too much. I mean, I have a bit of a joke here in the office. I'll tell you a secret now. So there's often...
It's not a secret anymore.
Well, it won't be because I'm broadcasting it out live. So there's often people will use the washroom over there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of men will be on their phone whilst they're in the washroom, on the toilet.
Yeah.
Right? Sorry, honey, I can't talk right now. I'm in a meeting. And I will flush the toilet. So next time you hear that, do the same thing.
Yeah.
It's very good. It's very good.
So wait, before that, Kwa Jen Han just messaged and he said, "Is Impatient Sister live today?"
Yes, it is live. So if you want to get in touch, Jen Han, they've already mentioned you and how you.
Hi, Jen Han.
What was the phrase you used? Butchered your songs, I think, was the phrase that you used.
In a loving way.
In a loving way, of course. Right, Soraya, what have you got for us then?
I read about there's this stretch of road on Route 66 that sings. So basically, you drive on it and you hear music.
Oh.
So there's like basically like grooves on it, and you drive at 45 miles per hour, you can hear it.
Mm-hmm.
So it basically also entertains you, but also keeps you safe.
Mm-hmm. Right, they're very smart like that. So if you drove too quickly, then it would be a different picture.
Yeah, probably a different.
Good.
Interesting. Okay, then Irina.
So last year, an airplane was flying from KL to Adelaide, and they had 2,000 goats on it. And they
you're already laughing before you get to it.
I can see it coming.
Come on.
Because the goats farted.
What?
Oh no!
And then the gas set off the smoke alarm, so they had to do an emergency landing.
My word! A whole bunch
of
goats.
It's so awkward. I feel bad for the goats.
You feel bad for the goats. I feel bad for the pilots.
I do.
Can you imagine that? How many goats were there?
2,186.
That's a lot of smell, right?
Yeah.
In a very small space, it'll be concentrated.
Well, are they vegetarians?
No. Well, of course they're vegetarian. Yeah, goats are vegetarian. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Remember we talked about vegetarian farts today?
Yeah, we had a discussion.
Yeah.
One of those weird discussions. Which smells worse? Anyway. Moving swiftly. It's a family-friendly show, you know. Okay, so this story that I came across today is quite an interesting one. It's about a whole bunch of companies are now starting to pay experts $20,000. You're listening to this one, right? An hour to figure out millennials.
An hour.
It's ridiculous. So large companies are confused by millennials and they're willing to pay big money to try to understand them. So it's this thing that they called intergenerational consulting. And it's a business that barely existed just a few years ago. Now, it's had this meteoric rise, and according to the Wall Street Journal, people who were born in the 1980s and 1990s now comprise the largest portion of the U.S.'s nation's workforce, right?
Oh, okay.
So executives have turned to these so-called millennial experts to learn more about them. So they're hired by companies like Goldman Sachs, Oracle, a whole bunch of others. And they get paid an awful lot of money to sit and try and figure out how these millennials kind of communicate and what they do, you know, outside of work. But the thing is, these people that they've hired as these experts, the first one, her name is Lindsay Pollock.
Yeah.
She's 41. And she's saying some people have a bit of a disconnect. She's already 20 years disconnected. That's part of the problem. And she's being paid $20,000 an hour. Another girl, this woman called Lisa McLeod, she's 52 years old, charges $25,000 per talk. And if you want to pay an extra $5,000, you can see her interact with a real-life millennial, right? This real-life millennial, wait. This real-life millennial is her 23-year-old daughter. So you're paying this. She gets paid to talk to her own daughter.
Yeah.
Right?
It's crazy.
I think we could start a business here.
There's a lot of business we can start here.
I think so, but this is ridiculous. I mean, what they're saying, these experts are suggesting these tactics, including things like, you know, give them food. Well, hello, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Take them out to movies. Hello, yes. Team building activities, all this kind of stuff. And so they're saying Oracle makes a ton of money, and so free food is peanuts. I just find it a little bit ridiculous. You know, $25,000 and then another $5,000 if you want this woman to talk to her daughter whilst you watch.
It's so weird.
Some people have more money than sense, you know. I mean, all they've got to do is just talk to their normal teenager. I'm so miserable. All right.
Jen Han just replied. He said, "Hi, tell the girls, hi from space where I'm touring."
Oh, wow.
Hi, Jen.
He's actually at a gig right now, so he can't listen to you.
Hello, Jen Han. Right, now that you're all settled, we've had a bit of a giggle, I think it's time we need to do something quite serious.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's called Smarty Pants.
Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants.
Smarty Pants.
Smarty Pants.
Smarty Pants.
Smarty Pants.
Smarty Pants.
Smarty Pants.
Smarty Pants.
Right then, so
three is better than one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you know the idea behind the show, right?
This portion of the show. What am I talking about? 3 minutes to answer as many questions as you can. If you don't know the answer, just say skip and we move right on.
Okay.
All right?
We're supposed to answer like
together.
Whoever shouts loudest,
okay,
essentially.
Okay.
I will take the first answer that I hear.
Okay.
Right. So your 3 minutes start now. U.S. President Bill Clinton belonged to which political party? The Democrats or the Republicans?
Kina.
Democrats.
I don't know. Okay, next. Norman Bates is the serial killer in which film? Psycho or It?
Psycho.
Correct. A coronda is a cuisine of which country? Mexico or parts of the Mediterranean? So Spain.
Parts of the Mediterranean.
Aha, tricked you. Mexico. In 2009, which UK TV presenter was appointed to be chief scout at the age of 35 by the Scout Association? Was it Bear Grylls or Chris Packham?
Bear Grylls.
Indeed it was. Ipanema is in which South American country? Mexico or Brazil?
Brazil.
Go on. Okay. What is the largest instrument in the flute family? The hyperbass flute or the double contrabass flute?
Double contrabass flute.
Don't swear. Robin Williams portrayed a radio announcer in which film? Was it Good Morning Vietnam or Fraser?
Fraser.
Hey, Good Morning Vietnam.
I thought it was a trick.
Right. Okay. Which Marvel character takes on the main role in the Killology series? Deadpool or Wolverine?
Deadpool.
Correct. In the classic story, Frankenstein, what is the name of the creator of the Frankenstein monster? Victor Frankenstein or Hector?
Hector?
I tricked you, Victor. No. Okay, next.
Stop tricking them. Oh, my God.
Basorexia is the strong compulsion to do what to a person? Kiss or kick?
Kiss.
Correct. In Greek mythology, Actaeon was changed into a stag by who when he saw her bathing? Was it Artemis or Aphrodite?
Artemis.
Correct. Steven Tyler is the singer for which band?
Aerosmith.
Correct. What is the title of Ian Fleming's first James Bond novel? Casino Royale or Die Another Day?
Casino Royale.
In which U.S. state were the 1692 witch trials held? Massachusetts or Oregon?
Massachusetts.
Correct. Google is a number written as the numeral 1 followed by how many zeros? 100 or 1,000?
1,000.
Uh-uh. Vexillology is the study of what? Flags or books?
Flags.
Correct. On the human body, the axilla is better known as what? The neck or the armpit?
Armpit.
Correct. In the Harry Potter series, Hagrid is allergic to which animal? A cat or an owl?
A cat.
Correct. The musical West Side Story is based on which Shakespeare play? Hamlet or Romeo and Juliet? Go on, have a guess.
First one.
No, second one. Which birds traditionally inhabit the Tower of London? Pigeons or ravens?
Raven.
Correct. In boxing, what is thrown into the ring to stop a fight? A towel or a pair of gloves?
Pair of gloves.
It's a towel. Which famous architecture was destroyed by a fire in November 1936? The London Bridge or Crystal Palace?
Crystal Palace.
Well done, girls. Right, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back after these messages to find out how well they did. Do not go anywhere. You are listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9, the business station. That was a Red Hot Chili Peppers with Dark Necessities. You are listening to That Time of Night here on BFM 89.9. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chu.
In the studio with us right now, it is the Impatient Sisters. Say hello, girls.
Hello.
I didn't do that on purpose. I just ran out of words. They're going to be with us for a few more minutes before we get to the results of how well they did on Smarty Pants. So let's tell you we have a giveaway. 016-201-9000. What are we giving away?
We're giving away a Spotify goodie bag. Now, what's in the bag? We have Spotify sunglasses, a 3-man premium pass, as well as a tote bag.
Right then.
Yes, so all you have to do is just answer this question. Tell us, what is the title of the Impatient Sisters' new single? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
So then, girls, how well do you think you did?
Pretty good.
Oh, somebody's confident.
You know why? Because she saw the score.
She saw the score, did they?
Oh, cheeky.
Indeed. Okay, let's go through a couple of the questions you got wrong there.
So the first one, a corinda is a cuisine of which country? It's Mexico.
I thought it was where you put dates.
Corinda.
Oh,
Corinda.
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
What is the largest instrument in the flute family? Is hyper bass flute. Robin Williams portrayed a radio announcer in which film? Is Good Morning Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
In the classic story, Frankenstein, what is the name of creator of the Frankenstein monster? It's Victor Frankenstein. Google is a number written as the numeral 1 followed by how many zeros? It's 100. Ladies and gentlemen, the Impatient Sisters scored 15 points.
Yay!
Bagus juga.
Yeah, well done, well done. Right, it's almost time for us to wrap up, but we've got 3 minutes left. What we're going to do is we're going to play out with one of your songs at the end. We want to play out with your latest single. What's it called?
Hey There, Young Sailor.
Oh, is it?
So I love it.
Just to let people know, if they entered the competition, you you mentioned that. That, of course, is the answer to the question we've been asking. So if you already answered to that, you may well hear from us in a little while. Right, but before we do that, we've got some silly facts, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean, mm-hmm?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Silly facts about
how
us?
Many do you have?
No. Although, kidding. So just some facts that we've learned today that we thought are quite interesting. So what have you got, Adeline?
Oh, me first.
Yeah,
again. All right, so did you know?
No, I didn't.
2 cups of coffee a day were found to reduce the risk of alcohol-related cirrhosis by 43%.
That's probably because people are suffering from a hangover, so they drink 2 cups of coffee, right?
Uh-huh. Ah. Like you.
I never have a hangover. Never. I don't know what you're talking about. Right, India, did you know?
Now I do.
Okay, in the early 20th century, peanut butter was more haute cuisine than suburban staple, right? Oh. So these really posh establishments, like New York's Vanity Fair Tea Room, they used to serve up peanut butter and watercress sandwiches. And the cookbooks of that time endorsed plenty of peanut butter pairings. So you'd have pimento and peanut butter and chili and peanut butter. Oh. And it would be
chili
really super
butter.
Expensive. Ew. Yeah. I think it's interesting though, right? A very fancy peanut butter. Now I eat it with a spoon out of the jar.
Yeah,
right?
Not so atas, are you, Richard?
With a spoon? No, not quite so atas. Girls, thank you very much for coming on the show. Though.
Thank you so much.
Absolute pleasure. It's been a lot of fun. Have a safe journey going back home to Boston. You ladies have fun here in KL.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to play out with your latest single. Mm-hmm. Do tell us a little bit about it though. We've got about a minute left.
Hey There, Young Sailor is a song about longing and love and just being okay out at sea while you wait for your sailor to come and save you.
Oh, that's so sweet. Who's your sailor?
We know who your sailor is.
Anyway, ladies and gents, it has been that time of night, of course, here on BFM 89.9. I've been Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
These have been... These have been
The Impatient Sisters.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Good night, all.
Good night.
This is The Impatient Sisters with Hey There, Young Sailor. Good night, everybody.
Hey there, young sailor, it's morning, let go of your fear. Hey there, young sailor, it's morning, so don't disappear. Oh, pirate ship, cast your sails, won't you take me away? I said to the captain, oh please, let me stay. Take me away, way out to sea. Oh, let me be. Oh, set me free. Don't look my sweet liar, go live your life, I'll be alright. Hey there, sweet liar, you broke my heart and I'm lonely, lonely tonight. Oh, pirate ship, cast your sails, won't you take me away? I said to the captain, oh please, let me stay.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.